B. Households and marriage. According to the US Census Bureau, people living in married households in the US are now outnumbered by those living in other types of household arrangements. Various factors are responsible for this change, including the tendency of younger adults to live together before getting married. The senior citizen demographic is another factor behind the change, because when one spouse dies, a single-person household is created. For a number of reasons, including greater wealth, elderly people who lose a spouse are tending to live on their own rather than move in with their families, as they may have in the past. What is more, elderly people are less likely to remarry than younger adults are. Another notable fact is that college graduates tend to postpone marriage until they have greater financial stability. Reduced job opportunities and lower salaries also seem to be making it harder for some people with less education to get married and start a family. Both factors may be contributing to the lower number of married households. Interestingly, however, when college graduates eventually do get married, they are now less likely to divorce, resulting in lower divorce rates overall.
Questions. Number 13. What is one cause of the declining number of married households? Number 14. What has been observed among college graduates?